92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Question of the day, how can this be allowed to happen? They call it the most dangerous laptop in the world because it has complex versions of six of the most malicious and destructive malware programs of all time on it. And it's currently up for auction in New York City, where it's probably going to sell for about $1 million. This laptop computer is a relic. It runs Windows XP from 2008. The battery doesn't hold a charge anymore, but plug it in and it's fully functional and ready to be used to launch its payload to destroy computer systems anywhere in the world. Now, I've been talking about cyber criminals and malware and stuff like that a lot recently, and it's all reached a critical status. It's now a national crisis. But it brings me back to the question, how can this be allowed to happen? How can our government approve of selling this computer to the highest bidder and put it back in the field to cause more problems? They've got their hands on it. They should keep that thing under lock and key with several guards. The answer to the question is kind of disturbing, because they're selling it under the premise that it's a work of art. Talk about a loophole. It's illegal to sell it for operational purposes that would cause global social and economic anarchy, but they can justify selling it as art. You know what? I need to go have a lie down and take a few Advil, because suddenly nothing in my world makes sense anymore.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.